Stocks in Asia rallied during the week but fell back somewhat by Friday on profit-taking and a decline on Wall Street that followed disappointing U.S. employment data. Taiwan's main share index continued to climb this week after pushing through the psychologically important 5,000-point level for the first time in a year. The TAIEX has gained about 15% since the start of the year. It closed Friday at 5,239, almost 100 points up for the week. Jahanzeb Nazir, an equity analyst with the investment arm of HSBC Bank, says the crossing of the 5,000-point level last week indicated a return of confidence in the island's tech-heavy market.
That was the level that a lot of people were looking at to make up their mind that they're firmly above a key resistance level in that market. And we've seen, again, on the back of primarily large semiconductor and tech stocks like TSMC, UMC, Micron, most of them are up 50% or more.
Mr. Nazir said data showing that U.S. corporate spending on technology was making a comeback had boosted tech stocks in Asia. He also said profit-taking late in the week following rallies in Manila, Taiwan and Japan was to be expected ahead of the summer holiday period. In Tokyo, Japan's main share index gained almost 1% over the week, finishing at 9,635. The market had been up considerably higher but shed most of the week's gains Friday, with selling of internet stocks leading to a drop of more than 7%. Analysts say that Yahoo Japan and SoftBank led the declines after their U.S. counterparts fell overnight. Manila's main share index closed Friday at 1,270, a small advance of 6 points for the week. The index hit a 13-month high on Tuesday, but then fell back by almost 2.5% on Wednesday. Analysts say a bomb attack by Muslim extremists in the southern Philippines that killed 3 people on Thursday had little effect on the market. A short while ago, Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index stood at 9,861, up more than 2% from last week's close. Catherine Maria, VOA News, Hong Kong.